We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To avenge what happened against Seattle on Monday night. And damn it, you went out there and you did it. Like that all the way around. There are ways to look at negatives in that game, but that's a win for the ages right there.
Yes, and it's a win for Shanahan and Jimmy G as much as it is for George Kittle and the rest of the team, because the questions have been around this offense. Can Jimmy G win you a game?
Sure,
and we've talked about it all season, the preseason, ever since they got Jimmy Garoppolo. Is he a, quote, franchise guy? They put the stat up when Drew Brees got the ball back, and I think it was 53 times he's led fourth quarter Amazing. Or overtime game-winning drives. And you look at that and you go, wow, my God.
We got problems.
That's real problems.
Right.
And then you get the ball back and you need Jimmy Garoppolo to be one of those guys to where now when you put up that graphic, it's, yeah, you start to stack these wins where it's Jimmy Garoppolo quarterbacking the offense. And obviously Kittle made the big play, but Garoppolo made the throw. You get down there, you get in a situation and you win that game with your offense. It's truly remarkable.
It really is. And I don't think, you know, you look at the tight ends that are on this roster. Dole, you know, it's 82. What's the
Dwelly.
Back?
He Dwelly, had come in at fullback for a time.
If Dwelly's catching that ball, with all due respect, that ain't happening. That's the difference that we talk about. If there's a lot of tight ends in this league, Jimmy Graham, that ain't happening. I don't think there's any tight end. You tell me, who do I want in the ball? Kittle. A lot of tight ends in this league, that is not happening. That yak yards, what we saw, is not happening. Him to read the coverage and know they're playing man, that some of that stuff just happened. That is what you're talking about, a game changer. And like you were talking about, Joe alluded to that. We were talking about the young player. He's got to do better. Love what Debo brings to the table. You're talking about the physicality and what he is. But you get out of bounds, because what you did is you gave the Saints the whole playbook. Now you give Drew Brees 2 minutes. Now guess what? The middle of the field is still open. Now you can still take shots. Now if you don't have any timeouts, now you can play the sideline. Now you can say, look, keep everything in front of you. Make sure we guard the sideline. Make them catch the ball in the middle of the field. We'll tackle them and keep the clock running, because only a touchdown can beat you. But when he goes out of bounds, doesn't go out of bounds, Debo, and I think, guarantee you, head coach is going to be like, hey, man, you got to get out of bounds. You played good. I love the physicality. We love what you're doing. But stay in bounds, because now what you did is you gave the Saints the whole playbook. I'm just looking at these games and watching them like, wow, that 4th-and-2. I'm looking at Dennis Allen, especially when you got three by, you have a guy at the point, you got two receivers, and when Kittle gets this, when Kittle gets the first down, usually on that type of situation, you're saying you're going to box that in. How do you box it? You put the safety way up top over the top of that triangle, and now you have the cornerbacks, they go out, they get wider. You never let anybody get wider than you. You call a box in that triangle, you box them in. You saw the Saints gamble on that on 4th-and-2, like, oh, we're going to be aggressive. You saw two coaches do some things there, and you're like, God, they're trying to do too much. You play the odds, box that in, keep everything in front of you, keep them in bounds. That's some of those plays that I guarantee Dennis Allen this morning is kicking himself for that defensive call.
Monster Monday brought to you by Benjamin Moore Paints. Paint like no other. And Dolan's Lumber, Doors, and Windows. Jerry Rice set to join us at 8:40 this morning. Let's go to the billions in just a second. But let me ask you this. NFC Championship game, Levi's Stadium, Niners Saints. You in for it, or would you rather see something else?
I'm in, Coach. I'm in. And if it's Seattle, so be it. If it's Green Bay or Minnesota or whoever, whatever team you want to bring in.
Could be Philly.
It could be. They're still
mathematically, it could be Philly.
Could be the Rams, even though you laughed at me a couple of weeks ago when I dared inject them still into the playoff picture. It could be a number of teams. But if you had your pick of all the NFC teams, it would be this game, not only because of yesterday's game, but you remember the playoff game where Dante Whitner knocks out Pierre Thomas, and what a classic that game was at Candlestick, Saints and Niners. So, yeah, Coach, I'm all in on the rematch.
You talk about the Niner-Packer rivalry in the 90s. You're kind of getting a version of that with the Saints in the teens here.
Mm-hmm.
If you would end up meeting again in the NFC Championship, another big-time game to put on the rise. You didn't do it as many years in a row, but it's getting close. There's starting to become some memories between those two teams. You in for that? Is that what you'd want to see? Would that be the best thing for the Niners? I mean, obviously, you'd rather see, you know, like Dallas make their way there.
Detroit.
I'd rather see Green Bay covered yesterday.
Shout them out.
Yeah, I'd rather see Green Bay, which is a team probably not going to make the playoffs. They're probably the next two games. I see them only winning one of those the next three games. Only Carolina, I think they play. They're going to Chicago and Minnesota. Both.
So you're saying Minnesota wins the division, but yep. Green Bay's got enough wins to probably get that other wild card, don't they? Or do you think the Rams get it?
Well,
they host Chicago. They're at Minnesota. They're at Detroit.
Yeah, they're going to win. They're going to win one game out of that right now. Lock this up. Green Bay only wins one game. They lose to Chicago. They lose to Minnesota.
Wow.
They do beat Detroit. And
where's the Minnesota game? In Minnesota?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that
Chicago, they're red hot.
Yeah, Trubisky's.
Why are you laughing? They're red hot.
Extended rest.
Definition. They are red hot.
But what? Well,
Trubisky could be. He could be turning the corner.
And now it's just the
Trubisky versus Garoppolo.
Who says no?
Trubisky versus Garoppolo. Who says no?
Yeah, I want that. I want that. It's just going to be. I don't know if I want to see another Saints. I would want to see the Saints because I don't think that the Saints offense would be that potent here. I was very, very surprised that the defense kind of gave it up yesterday. I thought that they would put more pressure on him in the middle. I didn't think that
they couldn't touch him.
They couldn't touch him.
Couldn't get to him.
I did not think that
Bosa had a nice day, I thought, in terms of generating.
He
tipped some passes.
He did. He did.
There was
a
lot of disruption, but all the way around, they did not. D Ford got hurt again.
Yeah.
Again, he had to leave that game with the hamstring injury. He's a non-factor again.
Yeah. You think that here those guys get better push in the middle. Drew Brees had too much time in the pocket. He wasn't erratic at all. I was shocked. I thought they'd have more middle push. Didn't think that he'd be able to see over those two trees in the middle. Give the Saints a lot of credit. That offensive line played outstanding against this formidable front four.
You saw the game plan early. Brees was getting that ball out of his hands fast. That was clearly the message is you are not going to have all day to find your receivers. Hit your back step and let it go.
And that's the way to do it, right, against this three-deep zone that they're playing off. They play the bail coverage that Lowe always talks about. They had a lot of the underneath available. Just a little perspective. I looked it up. Only seven teams in NFL history have scored more points than the Saints and lost. Only seven times have teams scored 47 or more and lost. So when you score 46, the likelihood of you winning is unbelievably off the charts, yet 46, not enough. Wow. So I say bring on the rematch, Joe.
Yeah, and you really missed Quan Alexander yesterday, especially with the tight end. The tight end, good thing he got injured because you saw the way that the tight end was very, very big in that game. Jared Cook, especially against the three-deep look. When you're playing the three-deep, the way they play defense, you got a good tight end, you can hurt this defense because they're going three verticals. If you don't got a guy that can run with the tight end, you're in trouble. And yesterday you got to see a little bit of that. So, you miss some things, but you got to find a way to win. We understand that. You look at what Saints were able to do. They know they're going to play those three deep and bail guys. And they said, look, let's run guys through those coverages. Let's run them across. So now you can't just because they want to pass stuff through those zones. And you had a lot of opportunities because the Saints had a good scheme and they were able to attack Drew Brees. So you got to see the back end struggle a little bit, especially in pass coverage. That made me concerned because the game plan, it said, okay, we know they're going to bail. We know they're going to have their back to the sideline, not letting us beat them to the out. So what they do, they was hitting those skinny seams, getting in there and dragging guys across. So now guys were forced to see it, and Drew Brees was finding those windows. So I look for teams, look at the Rams, certain teams to try to exploit that. So the Niners, they got to clean up some stuff. It was a huge win. Huge win, especially on the road in a hostile environment.
All good stuff brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Let's turn it over to the Billions, AJ in San Francisco. AJ, thank you for the phone call. Welcome to the show. Fire away.
Good morning, gentlemen. Love your show. I love that list. Make sure that Stani and them get that. I listen to 97 game all day. I just want to talk about Garoppolo, man. He's arrived. He's poised. He's in the game. I mean, he had that unfortunate interception. I was hoping he'd go three games without one. But he's definitely a franchise player and for the 49ers, and I can see the ceiling lifting up on him all the time. All the naysayers need to get off his back. He does a great game. He's hella position very well yesterday, and time management was good. I just want to say, bring on the Saints. We have a rematch in Santa Clara.
Appreciate the phone call, AJ. Thank you very much. I'm with you, and I'm going to go ahead and do this right now. I am officially declaring the Jimmy Garoppolo debate over. It's done. It's done. The idea of whether or not he's a franchise quarterback, whether or not he can lead the team to the Super Bowl, whether or not he can make plays, whether or not he's overrated, whether or not he's worth the money, it's over. It's all over. Enough has been seen. Context, people. He's fifth in the NFL in completion percentage. He's fourth in touchdown passes. He's eighth in quarterback rating. He smashed Aaron Rodgers on Sunday night. He just went into the Voodoo Dome and led a game-winning drive with 53 seconds and three timeouts left against Drew Brees and the Saints. That does not happen often. I'd like to know how many big-time quarterbacks don't have a fourth-quarter comeback win in New Orleans against Drew Brees on their resume. For the game, 26 of 35, he completed 74% of his passes in the biggest game of the year, 349 yards, four touchdowns and an interception. Yards per attempt average of 10, which is astronomical. That was his third game this season in which he had at least four passing touchdowns and 300 yards, tying Steve Young for the most in a season in franchise history. And oh, by the way, he's off an ACL injury last season, and that was just his 23rd career start. You realize Baker Mayfield's made more starts. Did anyone see Baker Mayfield at the press conference yesterday airing out the training staff's dirty laundry and blaming them for Odell Beckham's injury? Who does that? What franchise quarterback gets up and airs out the problems the medical staff had with the player to the media?
Baker.
Just dodge the question, all right? Dodge the question. This guy, Garoppolo, when it comes to the questions, they've been answered. They've been answered. He can do it, all right? And if you don't think he can, go to Tennessee pre-Ryan Tannehill.
Tannehan.
Go to Tampa Bay. Go to Jacksonville. Go to Carolina. Go to Washington, D.C. Go to Cincinnati. Go to Pittsburgh, for crying out loud. I know Duck got the win in Arizona yesterday. Go to Arizona. Kyler Murray's very entertaining, but boy, did he make some massive mistakes in yesterday's game. Work your way around the NFL.
There Can we teams, say go to Oakland at this point?
Go to Oakland. Derek's throwing the ball away in the end zone down 21 on fourth down.
Right.
You got to at least try to force it. What are you doing throwing it away? You can go all around this league, and you could find fan bases that would die to have a quarterback who could lead their team down the field, that just want to see some first downs. In Jacksonville, all they want is a few first downs.
That's it.
Coach, in Cincinnati, they just want to be competitive. That's it.
Do you think New England wants their succession plan back with Tom Brady's end approaching faster than maybe they otherwise thought?
What receiver does he have?
I know. I'm just saying, though, Coach, as far as the future of that organization, wouldn't you like to have him in wait? I think you would.
At 1,000.
And granted, you wouldn't have seen what we've all seen now in 23 starts, but as far as succession plans go, they had him.
Would the Patriots be better this season with Garoppolo? Just switch Garoppolo in for Brady?
No.
You don't think Garoppolo could make a few more plays than Brady? Just asking, not saying you're wrong.
You know what? I don't know.
Brady ran for 17 yesterday. You see that run?
Yeah.
Explosive.
Yeah.
He's like a cruise ship pulling into port.
But he got 17. I know. He was rolling.
Picking him up and putting him down.
I've never seen anything like that.
He might with that defense. He may. I just don't see a lot of weapons there.
Right.
I don't see a lot there that for Brady and those guys. And I hope that they get in. And I hope that the Niners see them. Because that offense is
dismal. They were getting booed off their field at home at halftime. They were a two-loss team in December getting booed off their field at halftime. I don't know what to make of that because there are people that say the fans are too spoiled, and then there's another equation that comes in where it's like, wait a minute, we've grown accustomed to a certain style of living.
Right.
I will not eat ribs. I will eat cake.
Let them eat cake, as they said, the great queen once said. But in this
Marie
case,
Antoinette.
Yes, thank you. Well played.
You're
well done. Thanks for cleaning that one up for me, Coach. I couldn't have moved forward without it.
Isn't it interesting watching this though unfold that the NFC, Niners, Saints, Seattle, you're like, wow, and maybe Minnesota. It's tough sledding. I don't care what team. I'm not playing Homer ball. I don't care. It's tough.
No, it's a tougher conference.
It's tough.
Sure. The cream of the crop at the top of the NFC is better than the cream of the crop at the top of the AFC.
Oh, my God. AFC.
You got Baltimore.
You got
But after that, you got
you
issues.
Don't flash
Kansas City in front of me and tell me I got to buy.
And Buffalo's right there. Buffalo, like you said, Lo, back
stop.
In September, you predicted that they could win the AFC East, and they very well could win the AFC East.
Stop.
I'm sorry if that hits too close to home for you, with a Buffaloian.
I'm supposed to support her, and I can't. I watched that game yesterday. Make a play. You had guys open. You could have won that game late. Also,
that field goal
you kicked right before the half from a million miles away, you got lucky that went in because that's a terrible in-game strategy move because when you miss that, Baltimore's right there to go down the field on you. But Buffalo is a nice story. That's what they are. They're a nice story, but they're not ready for prime time. They're just not. They make too many mistakes. They had it. There's games. They went to Cleveland. They had a chance. You're right. The top of the food chain in the NFC is better than the top of the food chain in the AFC.
It's that NFC. You don't know who's. You do not know who's going to win this NFC.
Oh, I'd say the Niners. I'm fully on board now. I think they're the best team in the NFL. I do now.
No, I
know people say they just lost the Ravens. You know what? They had to go to Baltimore. They had to go to Baltimore and play the Ravens on their home field. How about the Ravens come out here? And then let's see what happens, and let's even it up a little bit. You lost by 3 in Baltimore on a game-winning field goal. That's the best anyone's fought Baltimore since they became legit. I'm not counting that Cleveland win in Baltimore. Right. They weren't ready yet. They've won, what, 9 straight?
Yeah. It'd be hard for the Niners to beat them because the one thing that the Niners, I don't know if they're going to have an answer to the type of defense they play, Joe, is a tight end. And Baltimore has good tight ends.
They do.
And it's friggin' hard to friggin' plan this 3D.
Big, thick white guys running all over the field.
They're thick and fast and can run.
General Electric refrigerators.
They're big. They're big, thick, white boys. Them boys can run.
Yeah, they're refrigerators.
And they're physical. So I just don't know what's the answer. Who are you going to put on them?
More trick plays from Kyle.
Yeah.
That playbook was ridiculous yesterday.
You got to jump, yeah.
Just outscore teams, coach. Just hang 48 on everyone, and you don't have to worry about guarding the tight end or the wide receiver or the running back.
Yeah.
Just go out there and put 48 up. That's all. Is that so hard?
No.
If I told you right now, Miami, weather's fine, Ravens, 49ers, over under 52, what do you do?
Over. I immediately thought 30-27.
Immediately think over on 52.
Yeah.
Interesting. What are you doing?
I don't know immediately, but I would be forced to take the over. It's not enough
point. Yeah, you're at gunpoint. You got to make a decision.
I'd say over.
When you threw out the matchup, I immediately thought 30-27. I don't know who wins it, but that's that kind of a offensive game. And unfortunately, we've seen the Niner defense now maybe regress to where they should with the injuries they've had.
Two minutes left, and you want to tell me 2 minutes left, and our defense and the Niners defense is out there, and you got Lamar Jackson. How are you going to play him? Are you going to blitz? Are you going to rush? Are you going to try to sack him? What are you going to do?
Or would you rather have Jimmy G with the ball in that same scenario? And have you now switched all the way around to where you'd rather have Jimmy G with the ball?
If that game's that tight,
I'm going to get you a Garoppolo jersey.
You know what?
Your birthday's coming up. It's right around the corner.
You know what?
I'm going to get you a triple X Garoppolo jersey.
No, but here's the deal. I'll be the first to say, I did not think the guy's worth $25 million. I think it's crazy. I thought it was absurd. Because I just looked at it and said, here's 4 or 5 games, and you're going to give the guy $25 million. I just said, hey,
you were beside yourself.
18, 19 million.
Well, look, $58K a year. That's what you get. That's what society's annual household.
And
average household.
Our whole deal.
Get some benefits. We'll contribute to your 401k.
$18 million.
2 weeks off.
You're going to laugh at $18 million a year. With all due respect.
Your boy Tannehan's going to get more than $18 million a year when he gets this new deal with Tennessee. Tannehan's unstoppable.
Can you believe that? The Raiders are.
You got to call him Tannehill now. You got to go back to calling him Tannehill.
He deserved it.
He's deserved it.
He's killing it, coach. He's killing it.
They need to get. He needs to send the Raiders DB all cookies and cake and send them flowers. Tannehan should be like, thank you, boys. Thank you. Send them a cookie. So actually, send them a couple dollars. Actually do that. What he did, first from your own 1 yard line, you throw a 98 yard bomb. Send them flowers.
Anyway. It's all right. The Raiders they're building. It's a 20 year project, but you know. Pyramids
don't
in Egypt were built overnight.
Joe,
right? It's like an Egyptian.
Oh, Giza.
How long did those pyramids take to be made?
Generations.
Stop.
Generations?
Stop.
Generations.
It.
Yes.
That's the Raider plan. It's
Stop
the Egyptian pyramid plan.
They're
It'll
5 years away from being 5 years away.
Stop.
I'm going Sunday. You in?
Dirt lot?
Shout out to Dirt lot. Actually, probably Bart lot. Bart lot.
Seems a little classy for you.
Bart lot's free. Dirt lot, you got to pay.
I will go. It's the last one I will go.
Come on.
I'm going to get you the Garoppolo jersey to wear when you go.
You know what?
You're going to wear a Garoppolo jersey to Coliseum for the Jaguars game?
First round of Heineken Zero is on me, coach.
I'll bring my nachos.
They're going to throw you right out. Throw you right out of there with your Heineken Zeros.
They love me. They love me. They'll be nice.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Ticket Crushers. Jerry Rice is right around the corner, and we see Brian, Duke, and a bunch of other people. Duke's got a rap for us. Duke, you hang tight. We're going to come to you guys right after the break. Anyone else who wants to get in, 888-957-9570. Have you seen enough? Anyone out there still want to make the case that Garoppolo's not the guy?
The kid will catch anything.
It's all on the table. Huge, huge win yesterday. Scoregami. First time in NFL history, we've had a 48-46 final. Got a ticket, suspended license, DUI? Don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation.
Back to Joe, Low, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Snap is high, the kick is up, and it is good! What a win for the 49ers!
George Kittle snatches the soul from the New Orleans Saints fans' bodies on a play that is still yet to be named but will go down in history. And then Robbie Gould steals what little hope they had left as the Niners beat the Saints 48-46 in a thriller in Louisiana. Scoregami. First time in NFL history we've had a final score of 48-46. Jerry Rice is going to join us in 6 minutes. Duke from San Francisco. He's got a rap for us. He's been on hold for a while. Duke, welcome to the show. Lay it on us.
I just want to tell y'all, man, this show was heated, man. The game was epic, man. You know what I mean? And the Niners, man, we're going to ride this all the way out. Joe Lo and Div, I'm going to try to help y'all keep this show heated. We're going to do it just like this. After getting hit by Nick Bosa, you're going to need a mimosa. Should have wore your armor instead. Debo and Mostart in the red zone. Use that check to get bread. Oh, we got kiddos for days now. One game at a time. We surfing California, living NFL, just ride the wave.
Yes.
He's bringing it.
Thank you, Duke. We always appreciate it when you call up. I love the thought he puts into that. I love it. Brian in Palo Alto. Brian, welcome to the show. One of our all-time favorites. Floor is yours, Brian. I'm sure you're feeling great today.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the obvious story is Garoppolo is a top 10 quarterback. I think looking at risks and concerns now moving forward, that was like taking candy from a baby with Peyton on Saleh. And moving forward, you're going to face elite coordinators and elite quarterbacks. You're going to have to beat them. You can't just throw your scheme out there. You're going to have to scheme for the opponent. And, you know, I think Saleh's run a pretty vanilla defense with much upgraded talent. Now, to me, is he going to be able to adjust to the opponent? Because he's going to have to do that if this team's going to win a Super Bowl. Even with an incredible front four and a great defense, or great defensive talent, a great quarterback with great coaching is going to figure out a way to scheme and beat it. So anyways, guys, thanks.
All right, appreciate the phone call, appreciate the concerns. One thing we kind of established today, and again, very fair points, is that today we're going to focus a little bit more on the positive because of the win. The defense, which did give up quite a few points and yards yesterday without recording a single sack against Drew Brees.
Right.
That's something we're going to discuss tomorrow. We'll get into that as we work our way towards the Falcons game. I do want to talk about the defense, but not today. I want to focus on the win.
Absolutely.
I want to focus on the good stuff, and then we'll tie
great
into it.
Super.
Yeah, what's with the voice?
He's trying to do the impersonation of Brian from Palo Alto.
Mocking the callers.
No, I thought he had a magnificent call. I think he had some great points there, and tomorrow we'll get into those things that we discussed because it is alarming, and I think that he made some fantastic points, Joe. That was all.
I'll give you 30 seconds now. Tell me about the defense. Tell me what's wrong. How big of a concern is this moving forward?
Well, I'd love to do it tomorrow because, like you said, it is about happiness today. But if you insist, they got to get better, and they understand that. So with that being said, I think they got to play a better coverage, tighter coverage, and understand I don't think you can play cover three on everything because the tight end will start to beat you. So they're going to have to do different up, maybe some cover two, different type of coverages to kind of disguise it a little bit more.
Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Don in Concord. Don, thank you for the phone call. Welcome to the show. Floor is yours.
You know what, those 49ers, Ness Garoppolo, we're going to call that the drag. George Kittle down the sideline. It's the drag of 2019.
Appreciate the phone call. I don't know. Does anyone have a thought on that? I don't know. It's still so fresh, and I thought this morning about it, and then I realized, you know what? This is just something that has to happen organically. What would you – I asked Alex Boone this morning. When you're in the locker room and that play comes up on tape in front of all the team, what's the reaction going to be like?
Everyone's yelling. Even in a meeting room, guys are like, oh, my God, you're freaking fired up. Coach said, you want to see what we're about? You play that tape, and your blood just starts to just freaking heat up. You can't just sit. You can't just be like, nice play. No. Man, it's emotion. When you see that, you're like, my God. When you see him just watch his arm. He's slapping guys. He's punching guys. He's pushing them. I mean, that play right there defies who he is. I mean, that dude. It's just when you see that man, if you're emotional, if you're an emotional type of guy, man, you might cry.
Well, that whole film session,
okay, you know what I mean?
No, I hear you.
I think that whole film session when you're watching it, because the highs and lows of that game, and you see the defense getting gashed, and the good part in film session is that you know how the game ends. So when you're watching it early, it's going to be probably pretty quiet in there as the defense is getting exposed a little bit. But so many plays, whether it was the Kittle run, the Debo running play where Kittle pancakes the defender, they're going to be hooting and hollering over that one and so many other plays.
Absolutely. That's the play where, Joe, you know, when you go on that date and you tell her, you know, just because you say, I love you. Even if it makes you say, I love you. That good. That's what
I got heavy quick.
I got heavy. But I'm being honest. That dudes on that team are going to say, man, I love you. That play, you ask me what's the reaction? Yeah. I'm telling you, I watched that play in a meeting, and Dibs is like, you driving over there, when you drove away on that long
all
trip.
All the way to Vermont.
All the way to Vermont. You want to tell I love you? That's going to make them guys in that locker room say, man, I love you.
I couldn't even get the eye out before her boyfriend appeared behind her. Kind of took a little bit of the thrill away.
Oh, is this the...
This is my drive to Vermont as it compares to the Kittle play, because much like Kittle, I went a long way now. I went a long way. Unfortunately, the way my story ended was the field goal was missed. I didn't, in fact, score, for lack of a better way to describe it. Slept on the couch and drove back to Baltimore the next day. 500 miles, by the way.
Let's go to the dial pad. Gas was cheap back then. Let's go to the dial pad guest line. Hall of Famer, three-time Super Bowl champ, 95.7 The Game, football insider Jerry Rice joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry Rice, brought to you by Xfinity. Jerry, we're talking about the George Kittle play at the end of that game yesterday. I mean, as you're watching that, are you getting chills?
Oh, without a doubt, you know, just for him to make that catch on fourth down and his physicality downfield, you know, this guy is just an animal on the football field. And I think everybody just feeds through him. And I think it's exactly what Lo just said. After seeing this guy make a play like that, you go give this guy a big hug and you say, hey, man, I love you for that.
Thank you, Jerry.
Because of that physicality, a fourth down situation, to have that composure. For Jimmy G to throw that ball to George Kittle, he makes the catch, and he didn't want to go down. He wanted to score, and that's the reason why we are a winner today.
Jerry, you had a lot of guys, a lot of coaches tell you that they love you. A lot of other teams said that they hate you. When you saw a guy like Emmanuel Sanders, what did you think about E-Man's performance on the road, the young receiver you make this trade for? How many guys think they're telling that young man they love him as well?
Man, I had the opportunity to meet Sanders. And that was my first time meeting him down at the facility. And he walked by me, he looked at me, and we looked at each other. Then he came back and said, hey, look, can I take a picture? Can I take a selfie? I said, okay, let's do it. I said, man, I have always admired your play because of what he was able to do in Denver. And yesterday, you know, 7 catches for about 157 yards and a touchdown. And that 75-yarder, man, where he fell backwards. And I'm saying to myself, okay, first of all, I said, I'm going to tell him this. Why are you falling? Hey, Lo, you know what I'm saying? Why are you falling?
Jay, you're the goat, baby.
We have that balance. You know, look at Lynn Swann back in the day. He used to take ballet, do all that stuff. And you know how he would land on his feet and do all that. And I'm like, you better get up after he fell down and he was able to get up then score that touchdown. But he brings something really special to the team. And I think with him and Jimmy G, the chemistry is really there. He know that he can go to him, but also go to Debo Samuel. You know, so he got weapons on this offense that he got confidence in. And I think it's exactly what Emmanuel Sanders said after the game. Jimmy G personality. He's not going to let you down. He's not going to fold. And he's going to win football games if time is on the clock.
And how much is this is attributed to Kyle Shanahan? Because Sanders became the first wide receiver for the 49ers to throw a touchdown pass since, well, you did it,
well,
Christmas Eve back in Atlanta.
What are you talking about? I threw a touchdown pass.
He was the first one to do it since you, Christmas Eve, okay. 1995. And I wasn't going to mention that you were 3 of 10 lifetime throwing the football, but what does it say about Kyle Shanahan
and his
creativity?
That'll get you in the Hall of Fame in baseball, Jerry.
Wow, 3 of 10. Dibs, was that needed? Jerry.
Jeez, 3 of 10, Jerry.
Did you hear what Dibs is trying to do with you right there, Jerry?
I heard him.
Okay, you're the GOAT, Jerry.
You know what? I'm way above that.
Thank
you. I'm not going to get into that. But I think what Kyle Shanahan is doing, he's utilizing his weapons. You know, he's being creative on that reverse play where he let Sanders throw that reverse pass to Mostert. You know, it's just like he's just got so many weapons and he's just like a little kid in the playground.
Jerry Rice.
I think that's it. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I just got cracked there. I thought I had the time to jump on the question and I
interrupted. You guys still hear me?
Can yes, we can. Jerry Rice, Hall of Famer, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. A win like this, how do you avoid perhaps letting these feelings and emotions linger too long? Atlanta's on deck. It's the first time in weeks the Niners have had a game that they're pretty much expected to win. The Green Bay game was big. Baltimore game was big. This is big. Now here comes little old Atlanta, potential letdown spot. How do you avoid getting caught in a trap there?
Well, you're not going to fall into that trap. We these guys are professional football players. They know what's at stake. And they knew what was at stake, you know, going into this football game. And they went in and they did what they had to do. So I really don't expect a letdown or anything like that. You go in, you look at the film, you make adjustments or you critique, you know what happened during that ball game. And you try to get better and get ready for the next game. And you also pretty much you respect the next opponent. You know, you don't overlook that that next team. So I don't expect a letdown from this team. I think this team is focused, and they're destined to do something great this year.
Jerry, when you watch the defense, we know this defense has been one of the better defense, if not the best defense in the National Football League. How do you fix what we saw yesterday, or do you think that was just because they played against arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks in the league? How does the defense, or do they feel, how do you think they're feeling in that room? Even though they won the game, how's the defense feeling?
Well, I think the defense is going to go back and they're going to make adjustments. You went up against Drew Brees, and they got weapons on that team also, and I knew it was going to be a high-scoring team. I knew it was going to be a high-scoring game. And whoever had the ball last would win that football game. And it was fortunate that we had the ball last. But, you know, they go in, they make corrections, and they get ready. I'm concerned about D-Ford, Richard Sherman, you know, the players that are, like, hurt right now. But, you know, still, you just go in, you make those corrections, and you get ready for the next battle.
And still waiting to hear officially about those players for the next game. Also, Weston Richburg banged up. How much does that affect the offensive line when the center goes out and you have to go to, even if it's a good quality backup, how much does that hurt the continuity of the offense?
You can't buy into it. Can't buy into it from a position situation. You try to be as good as you can be in your position. You can't worry about the offensive line. You got to make yourself better. Quarterbacks got to make themselves better. Running backs, the receivers and stuff like that. That's really what you focus on. Next man up. That's the way it goes. You know, that's just part of football. And whoever they put in there in that center position, they got to feel like that guy can get the job done. So you can't use that as an excuse. You can't use anything as an excuse now. It's just next man up.
Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game. A huge performance from Jimmy Garoppolo, but I wanted to ask you a little bit about Kyle Shanahan, the play calling, the ingenuity, the progressive thinking, the risk-taking. Do you see someone like you who played under the great Bill Walsh, do you see any of Bill Walsh in him? Are there any similarities? Are there differences? Take me through that, because Bill is widely regarded as one of the great American football pioneers. Kyle seems to be on the cutting edge floor as well. Your thoughts on the comparison between the two?
Yeah, I think he's putting the play in the hands of the players. You know, Jimmy G, 26 for 35, 349 yards and four touchdowns. And I think he has the confidence in those players now. And now he can be creative. He can utilize those players. Yeah, so you see that. You see the creativity and all that. You know, Bill was the best at what he did on the football field. And I think with Kyle Shanahan, you know, he got the weapons around this team where he can utilize those guys and let those guys just go out and be ballers. And that's it. They're having a good time. They're winning. Everything is going well. Next focus now is the next ball game. And I'm sure this team is going to be ready for that.
Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champ, 95.7 The Game Football Insider, the incomparable Jerry Rice with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, we always appreciate the time. Have a great week. We'll catch you next week.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Lowe.
What up, baby?
Can you hear me?
I got you.
Man, I love Kittle, man. I love Kittle.
I love him, too. Nice, Jay.
All right, Lowe, man. You guys take care.
Be good.
Actually thought for a minute there he might be trying to connect with me. It was going to be a big moment for my career. Turns out he misspoke. He was going for you, and now I'm in Dibs' camp on the 3-for-10 lifetime passing.
No, I think that he
what happened on those other seven, Jerry?
Highly inaccurate. He had an interception in there as well, by the way.
Wow. That's Bortolesian.
Joe, you know what? He just didn't know how you would take that. That's why he said Joe, and he was like, I didn't know. So that's what he's trying to make, you know, the love part.
He missed on his final four passes of his career, and some say that's ultimately what cost him his career.
Totally inappropriate for you guys to go after Jerry Rice like that, who's been kind enough with his time to come on here.
What was really inappropriate was that you piled on as I was trying to compliment him. He interrupted me as I was trying to lay out the fact that it was the first time a wide receiver for the Niners has thrown a pass for a touchdown since Jerry Rice, and then you just served only. Pile on. So thank you for that, Coach. You're a good teammate.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
Wow.
I do love having him on, but when he goes, hey, Joe, I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, does Jerry Rice know my name?
Right.
Is Jerry Rice trying to reach out to me personally? And then, Lowe. Of course.
Ouch.
Of course. What went from what could have been great for me really just knocked me right back down in the gutter. Joey courtside, no more. Mm. Bob and the Billions coming up in 5 minutes, 957-95 on the Chilton Auto Buy text line. All brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Joey courtside will live again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no question.
Myers isn't going to get through an entire season without giving me those tickets at least one more time.
I say give him because give him.
I won't be asking. I'll be demanding. Dibs, he's going to see me outside that stadium, one man protest. I want those seats.
That would be epic.
Just protest every day outside Chase Center, demanding seats. What is this protest all about? They send Applebaum and Ibanez down there to ask, what's this protest about?
No,
I want this guy's courtside seats. Enough for the billionaires.
Hey,
something for the rest of us.
Bob will pull up in his car, probably in his, you know, Lambo. And
what he's driving.
Yeah, whatever.
Probably something probably nice. Yeah.
And roll him in. Hey, Joe, come here. Hey, look. Joe, come on. Put the sign down. Yeah, we'll take care of you another. Joe, don't do that. Get out of here.
What is this?
Right, what is this?
This is so unnecessary. Right. Why would you do this?
By the way, where's Lowe? Where's Lowe?
Where's Lowe? I've been trying to get in touch with Lowe. In fact, those original seats, those were for him.
Right.
And you stepped in.
Dibs, let me ask you something.
Go ahead, Coach.
Why do you think the 49ers should send Tom Brady a thank you letter?
For driving a wedge between Jimmy G and the organization? Is that where you're going?
Wherever he's going. It's very intriguing. I'm intrigued.
Because let me pay it off. You heard Emmanuel Sanders, what he said. He goes, he exudes excellence. The way he speaks to us, it's like, man, you never know. You feel like he's not going to let you down. Send Tommy that Brady, because who's that same type of vibrant when he's giving the plays, when he's talking to his teammates, when he walks out on the field, he gives you that hope. I think that fans need to understand what Tom Brady has infused on Jimmy G, just far as just the demand, even if you don't got it, even if you might be losing,
right.
The way Jimmy G walks in huddle, you're watching him, and his facial, the way he's telling guys, ace right, all the stuff, and you watch him pointing and doing it, you're like, man.
Well, it's more than poise. And we were just looking at the end of the Jerry Rice interview. Baker Mayfield popped up on the screen in his post-game press conference.
Looking like a hobo.
Well, his hair's all tousled.
I'm not listening to what you have to say if we got a two-minute drive coming up.
That's right. When he pops in the huddle, and to your point, Lo, about the gravitas, and it's more than poise and leadership. It's that aura, that sense of this is a guy that you can follow. We always talk about leader of men and those other tired cliches. But when he comes in that huddle on 4th and 2 and he makes a play call, I'm sure everybody in that huddle's thinking, this is going to work. It's Jimmy G.
The reality of the situation is, and I like what you said, but you missed. What he was doing was, it was a very creative way of working praise for Brady into the show while also stealing something from Garoppolo. Of course, Garoppolo couldn't have this natural gravitas on his own. He has to have gotten it from Brady.
Joe!
That's what that was.
Jody,
and I gave you the first crack at it, and you said something nice, but he slipped it by you.
The 6-5-0 agreed.
It's not getting slipped by me.
6-5-0,
you tried,
you
used
a perfect word. He gives us hope. That's what the 6-5-0.
Yeah, he didn't need to get it from Brady.
Oh, my God. Who else? What other quarterback has he been?
Brady gives nobody hope, okay? Brady's over there yelling at everybody on the sidelines.
Don't you start that right now.
Jody!
Brady's an American version of the way he leads.
Joseph!
You lead with fear. All great dictators.
Ah, there we go.
Mussolini.
Oh, Cozy. Come on, Coz. Don't start this. You know.
That's what that was. That was an attempt. You should know better, Dibs. He is a very clever way of slipping Brady into the program.
Okay, Dibs.
You know, Joe, I know what you're saying, Joe, but you're wrong. You missed it. Because I caught what he was doing, but I didn't want to drag this down into the muck.
Whoa!
Because
that you switched that on me really quick, Coach. Really, Shooter?
You know what you're doing. Garoppolo could have the gravitas on his own.
I wish you could ask Jimmy. Because Jimmy watches this guy. He observed him. He observed. Look at Aaron Rodgers.
Jimmy knew he was better than Brady, and he you know what?
Are you really going here? You don't think that he's seen
this? This is you trying to once again take away from Garoppolo and give to Brady. This is, hey, guy on the street, give me your money. I want to give it.
Do you think that I'm trying to take
Bernie Sanders?
Okay, please.
Why don't you just do this instead and just say that Bob Myers, cute little story as GM, but he really got it all from the logo, Jerry West. He wouldn't have
just steal from everybody. Steve Young, sorry for the career. Didn't actually happen. You got it from Joe and Bill.
All of it.
How many quarterbacks look dizzy out there and they don't even exude that? Okay, you know, I don't know, Tom Brady has this, and Jimmy's got that.
There's one thing Garoppolo got from Brady, and it's brilliant, and it never gets enough credit. When he comes out of the tunnel, he's the only guy with no helmet on. Show the people the moneymaker. Brady started that. He leads him out of the tunnel. He's helmetless, hair flowing.
So he got that, but not the rest of the stuff. I'm done.
That's an actual take. That's an actual realistic take.
Dibs? Dibs?
Rodgers comes out with the helmet on. Breeze comes out with the helmet on. Brady doesn't, and then Garoppolo started doing it too. Let him see the moneymaker.
I helped you this past week in receiver, and I told you the plan, and now you're going to do this?
First of all,
what was the plan for?
No.
There's
never
no
mind.
Plan.
Never mind.
You two.
Never mind. This is true, friend.
Did you guys meld your two half brains together and actually come up with one functional brain?
I'm about to put down my Holy Ghost and get. You better help me out.
What was the pick in? What were the picks?
He went first. He took Debo Samuel so that I could win, so that I could close in on you because our only goal.
Thank you, Joe.
And I say our, and I mean all the billions. We're all just hoping that you lose.
Right. And now
the standings, by the way. What are the standings right
now? It's now 5-4, Coach. I'm back.
5-4 what?
5-4 you.
So I've taken 4 weeks off from this contest, and I'm still beating both of you. Literally have not made a pick in 4 weeks, and I'm still winning.
Because you're arrogant. I tried to set it.
Also, because you've tried to pull this turn on me.
You
know that little money parlay we're doing?
Don't do it.
That's all my cash now.
But
I don't see anything in paper.
See what I tried to
say. You just lost your money.
Jody.
You both just lost your money. You're both out.
Joseph.
Real quick, let's do Bob and the Billions.
Do you have any say over what your office was going to look like here? Great question.
Yeah. Well, I'm see it after this. You have to go see it. Lo can come. Just Lo.
You know what? Whoa. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's usually how it is.
No,
it
takes, one of takes too much abuse here. I got to be honest. I listen to you guys.
Now, I love this. You're one of the Billions?
You know what? One of the Billions.
Yeah, it's funny he plays that because this was the original theme song for Receiver Roulette. But we gave it to the Warriors so they could use it accordingly. Thank you, Stephen. Well done.
Chilton Autobody 95795. Team Money from the field.
Team Money
from the boys field. At Interlock.
I see you boys at Interlock.
Shout out Josh and Jordan on the 280. Be safe out there.
Be safe out there.
There he is. D's in the nuts.
Oh, D's. Stop it.
Joe from the core.
I see you, Joe.
JR from the rich. Roberto from Stanford. Gutter Trash in Portland. Listen, send a text once. Gutter Trash in Portland, we love you. We know you're listening. We know you're working at the airport. Just send the text once.
Just
you don't need to send 5,000 of them.
Save your data. If you really are Gutter Trash, you can't afford to send it more than once.
Marvin from Mars, a.k.a. Downtown San Jose.
Nice.
Big Rob in the morgue.
I see a Big Rob.
Morgan Hill.
I see a Big Rob.
Rick from the C-137.
Oh, Rick.
What's that? That's a plane, Joe.
Someone from a plane right now? Wow. Sweet.
Unless it's cell block C and cell 137, which it still counts.
We love everybody.
We love you
all. We love everybody equally.
Louie from B block.
Justin from Redwood City, local 302.
We see you.
Whoa. Shout out Tokyo Jim from Japan.
I see you, Tokyo Jim.
Hey, we know Kozumor Hall. Kozumor's out today. He's in so much, we can actually just tell people he's out.
Wow. Only guy listed on the injury report with three ailments, Joe.
Oh, that guy. Gotta love that guy. All right, we got a lot to get to. Your calls, the George Kittle play, the Jimmy Garoppolo franchise talk has come to an end. It's Joe Lo and Dibs back for the championship rounds here on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.